Microsoft made some pretty important announcements recently on March 30th, 2020 that impact consumers, small business, as well as enterprise customers. First change is that there is now a Microsoft 365 personal as well as family subscription plan. Microsoft 365 ECS SPE first became available to enterprises in 2017. So Microsoft 365 is Office 365, it's Windows, and it's Enterprise Ability Plus support. It's a cloud bundle. They have announced that they're now, for the first time, going to create a Microsoft 365 offering for consumers. Microsoft 365 Personal and Microsoft 365 Family. It's the same pricing as the existing Office 365 Personal and Home plans. So $6.99 for Personal, $9.99 for Family. And remember, Family is up to six people. The note here, though, that's interesting is two things, right? One, it's the mindset. It's the branding associated with tethering Microsoft 365. What they're really doing here is they're really thinking about how do we create a plan for consumers that gives them the value they need as a consumer. But there's also a mindset here because Microsoft knows that consumers ultimately are also workers for enterprises. Microsoft 365 Personal and Family, you get access to Outlook, Office, desktop apps for Windows and Mac. You get OneDrive, you get additional security features. But the other big announcement that there's going to be a Teams Consumer Edition. And this is heavily tied to what's going on right now with COVID-19. There's been an unprecedented spike in Teams usage, just like Zoom, just like Slack, as these businesses try to find or provide solutions to be interacting with each other. They currently have 44 million daily users of Teams. That's up 12 million in the last week. And so they've created or they've announced the fact that later this year, there's going to be a Teams Consumer Edition. The goal here is to be able to provide these consumers, these individuals, again, as I mentioned, are also workers, to be able to shift between their personal and their work teams. They're creating a solution that consumers can use, they can get familiar with, they can get productive with, they can become comfortable with. It drives awareness and productivity on a Microsoft solution, which ultimately allows Microsoft to go to their enterprise customers where they're having difficulty getting adoption of Teams, because they can go to those enterprises and reference the fact that these consumers that are now using their solutions on a personal level are going to be more productive day one because they're familiar with the solution that we're looking for you to adopt for your businesses. I mentioned earlier there was also some other changes. Now, these changes are more changes to product names, and they're associated with the small and medium-sized businesses. So effective April 21st, there are going to be some changes to what are currently the Office 365 business solutions. No new features, just new names. The theme here is effectively removing Office from the branding of the product, getting a shift to a mindset, a collective mindset of Microsoft 365, not Office 365. And Microsoft, in their announcement on their website, stated that, look, these changes represent an ambition to continue to drive innovation in Microsoft 365 that goes well beyond what customers traditionally think of as Office. And that's the key part, think of. And it's really about the mindset. And so when they change Office 365 Business Essentials to now Microsoft 365 Business Basic, or Office 365 Business Premium is now Microsoft 365 Business Standard, or Office 365 Pro Plus is now Microsoft 365 Apps for Enterprise. They're branding and they're changing, but all of this is around putting Microsoft 365 as a brand front and center, minimizing and taking away Office from a branding perspective. Perhaps that could be an indicator that at some point Office Perpetual may not even exist. If you can get the consumers to use your products more so than, say, Google or Slack or Zoom, that gives you an ability to go to those enterprises as Microsoft and further find ways to keep out Zoom, Slack, Google from penetrating their enterprises, which they are currently doing today.